In the meantime, we're coming right down to the end of the regular season. And, of course, that means the start of the postseason of Major League Baseball. Joining us to break that down is an MLB Network insider. He can be seen on MLB Network's MLB Central. Weekdays, 10 a.m. Eastern, plus MLB Network is going to exclusively air two American League Division Series games next week. He is also the same person who can break down why the Upper Peninsula is part of Michigan. He is a friend of the program. He is John Morosi. John, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, I'm outstanding. Thanks, as always, for the generous introduction. I'm joining you now from a place I don't think I've ever actually done live radio, and that would be East 42nd Street in New York. I'm about to head over to Citi Field as we begin our preparations for tomorrow's broadcast of the Braves and the Mets. And so I'm actually joining you live from East 42nd Street. So greetings from New York, my friend.
Greetings. That is macho. In fact, I will be flying to New York tomorrow, so bring me up to date. How is the city? Give me a weather forecast. What's it feel like?
It is gorgeous, Jim. In fact, I was speaking to one friend today who lives here and said that this might be the best September of weather they can ever remember seeing here. So it's been absolutely glorious. Blue sky today. I wish you could say the same thing for the Mets. Playoff chances, of course, that they have been eliminated as the Braves are now division champions in the NL East once again. But great vibe in the city. Certainly a lot of, I would say, lots of motorcades here with the UN going out. So it's got that excitement happening too. But it's been a really, really fun week to be in the city. And again, this is, I think, a special time. There's always a great time to be in New York. But I think this time of year, as the Yankees on the other side of town, of course, anticipate and celebrate, thinking about this, Jim, their first AL East division title since 2012. It's been 7 years. So a great chance for them to advance to the American League playoffs. And a great buzz in the city all the way around.
Good. Good to hear it. John Morosi is joining us. So why don't we start you right there with the Yankees. Luis Severino is going to be going tomorrow night in Texas. When you look, John, at what he did in his last outing against Tampa Bay, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Jim, I think he's got a chance to be one of their very, very key pitchers in the postseason. And I think you consider what he's been able to do this year when he's been healthy now, just the last couple outings out and having missed the first five-plus months of the season. The stuff that he has shown since coming back has been very encouraging indeed. And when you consider the Yankees' other options, not really having very many guys that go deep into games at this point in time, I think Aaron Boone's going to have to ride him, hopefully, into the fifth or the sixth inning at the very least, because you have that luxury, Jim, of a great bullpen. And given where the Yankees are, even without Dellin Betances, they've got a tremendous amount of relief pitching to throw at guys late in the game. And so I think if you get your starter in really through six is optimal. That's about as long as I believe any Yankee starter has to go in these playoffs is six innings. And I think even five plus could be acceptable in certain cases. Now, the big question too is going to be what's CC Sabathia's role on this team in the postseason? How much are they going to trust Jay Happ? They're probably going to face off against the Minnesota Twins, a team that we know, Jim, has set the record for home runs. First ever to surpass 300 by any MLB team in a season. So if the Yankee pitching is not on point, and if Severino is not close to himself being able to keep the ball in the ballpark, it could be a very tough first-round assignment against those slugging Minnesota Twins.
John Morosi is joining us. John, let me keep you on that topic for one more moment, because to that point that the Yankees, they don't need guys to go really deep into games because of the point that you referenced. They've got that bullpen. The Astros, on the other hand, can line up one great starter after another. So when you look at the way the game is played right now, and especially in the postseason, what would you rather have, New York's bullpen or Houston's rotation?
It's a great question, Jim. I think that in general, right now, I would rather have Houston's rotation because it allows you to organize your pitching in a much more orderly way, and I think is more sustainable over the full postseason run. You look at what the Red Sox did last year, and while you had a starter throwing the last pitch of the season as a reliever in Chris Sale, they were able to have success, I believe, because of that rotation and because of the adaptability of that rotation. When you consider what Eovaldi did in relief, what Sale did in relief, the struggles of Craig Kimbrell. The Red Sox won that World Series in only five games, by the way, despite the fact that their bullpen was not really on point. And I think that was instructive to me as to what I'd rather have right now. I would point out with the Astros, a big start tonight for Jose Urquidy, who may actually be able to become their fourth starter because of Wade Miley's struggles here in the month of September. So, you know, 1-2-3, you know that very well, Verlander, Cole, and Greinke. But I think the fourth game is a little bit uncertain, and that little bit of uncertainty, though, I still believe, Jim, is not going to be enough to derail the Astros. I believe the Astros are the team to beat in the American League and potentially the entire Major League as the playoffs begin. They're the best team I see 1-25, even though I'm a little bit worried, Jim, about the fact that Carlos Correa out for the weekend and has not really played in the last week or so. His status is expected to be able to play in the division series, but some concern about that back issue that has been nagging him for much of the season.
John Morosi joining me from New York City. John, one more thought and a follow on that. 1-25 then, how would you compare the Astros roster this year with the one that won the World Series? How do they stack up? Could this one be better than the one that won it all?
I think it actually is, top to bottom. I think the interesting thing for me is the emergence of Yordan Alvarez, the rookie that has really been a revelation for them as a DH. Does not have a lot of defensive value, but he can really hit. And they also have Michael Brantley as well playing left field. And Brantley is a really tremendously respected player in this game. Solid lefty bat, all-star, of course, this year. He went back to Cleveland where he'd become a star for the All-Star game. So I think because of the lefty bats of Alvarez and Brantley, I think it's a deeper lineup. Altuve maybe not quite as explosive as he was 2 years ago, but still a dynamic player. And Bregman is probably even better. And there's a lot of MVP buzz around Alex Bregman right now. So I think overall it's a better team. I wonder about the one thing I would say is, The pitching on that team, Jim, was so adaptable where you saw Morton McCullers throwing in relief. I don't think we're going to see Justin Verlander getting a save in a game 7 of the ALCS, for example. Wouldn't rule it out, but I think that maybe the age of the Astros' current dynamic rotation might preclude them from bouncing back on short rest and in relief roles quite as capably as Morton and McCullers did 2 years ago.
John Morosi doing what he does. We've got him for a few more moments. John, I have to ask you about Milwaukee. I mean, there are a number of teams dealing with injuries at the moment, but starting with the good news, the Brewers were supposed to be finished when they lost Christian Yelich, but they've turned it around. They're now in the postseason. How in the world do you explain that?
That's a great question, Jim. It's one of the best stories in baseball, probably in all of sports, in this last month of September. Because you're right. When Yelich went down, I think a lot of people said, well, the Brewers had a nice run. They're a really likable team, but this is the end for them. And they've really been able to rebound. And I think that the key thing for them was around the time that Yelich went out, they got back Keston Hiura. And you'd be hearing a lot more about Keston Hiura if it weren't for Pete Alonso's incredible record-setting rookie season in terms of home runs, because Hiura, since the time he's come up, has been not quite the power hitter that Alonso is, but he's been every bit the offensive presence of Alonso during the time in which he's been healthy. So getting Hiura back and being able to bat him fourth, he's really helped carry this team. They've had some really nice contributions from some of their call-ups in the minor leagues. Even Travis Shaw, who was such a key guy on that team last year, sent down to the minor leagues this year for a little bit of time. He has come back and contributed. They called up Cody Spangenberg. He has come up and done a very, very good job. So it's been a collective effort. Mike Moustakas continues to be a phenomenally professional player and really doing a lot of the same things he's done for the Royals in the past and for the Brewers last year. So I'm really impressed by the collective effort. They've got a great manager in Craig Counsell. The bullpen has really solidified itself with names like Guerra that maybe we weren't as familiar with when the season began. Adrian Hauser's been so good for them in the rotation. So it's been a really collective effort by a lot of unsung heroes and a pretty remarkable story when you consider that they've passed the Cubs. The Brewers passing teams like the Cubs, the Mets, the Phillies. That is why you may see two of those three teams, or maybe three of those three teams, changing managers in the next week.
All right, speaking of managers, quickly, I had Dave Roberts, John, on the program the first hour. We talked about his team, but we also talked about Bruce Bochy, who he's going to be facing for the final time as the Giants manager this weekend. As somebody who has covered baseball for a long time, what do you think it is that makes Bochy as good as he is?
Well, Jim, he is a special person in the history of the game. His longevity, of course, he both managed and played with the great Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn. I think Bruce Bochy is someone who you look at his presence and his gravitas. He's got such stature, and you would think that he might be this loud and almost intimidating figure, but in fact, he's the opposite. He's incredibly easy to talk to. His smile, his sense of humor, very disarming, And he has a way of making everybody around him, whether you're a media member, a player, fan, executive, feel very comfortable. Dusty Baker has had that same quality to him. And I think that you saw Bruce's players respond to him so well. You think about the arcs of some of the players that he's had. Barry Zito, Tim Lincecum, Pablo Sandoval. The 2010 team had guys that have been released by other clubs and came to San Francisco and starred under Bruce Bochy. He has a way of inspiring trust in his players, and then he trusts them in return. And it's a really fascinating dynamic to watch happen. He's done it with young players, old players. He's a great credit to the game. And, Jim, he has probably not done managing yet. And by that I mean this. He has been asked to manage the national team of his birth country. Yes, France. France in the World Baseball Classic qualifier next March. So international baseball update there. Bruce Bochy may well be managing the French national team next March in a bid to qualify for the 2021 World Baseball Classic.
A spectacular note to finish on. Remember, John Morosi can be seen on MLB Network's MLB Central weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Plus, MLB Network is going to exclusively air two American League Division Series games next week. He is already in New York. John, great to have you back. Have an amazing weekend, and I know I'll run you down soon.
Jim, my pleasure. Sounds great. And next time we talk, we'll revisit the issues of my local football team there in Ann Arbor. We'll see how they look on Saturday against Rutgers.
Let's definitely do that, John. You got it. Thanks so much. John Morosi joining us.